Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Those of you who are Word Encounter members, this is my Bible. Let's go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Wow. Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Well, this morning, before we go into the Word, there are a couple of things that I want us to do. The first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is going to make you have to stand on your feet again. If there's one thing everybody has, it's a mom. Either your biological mother, or if she's no longer there, an auntie who's your mother. Are you there? Or your spiritual mother, everybody has a mother. Ask your neighbor, do you have a mother? If the person says no, tell the person, maybe you are spirits. We don't think you should be here. For the next couple of minutes, I want you to pray for your mother. Whoever it is who is a mother figure to you, be she physical, spiritual, biological, not biological, somebody God has brought into your life to mother you. Mothers take care of, mothers give instruction, mothers show the way, mothers teach, mothers help. Whoever is that to you, at this time, just lift her up before the grace of the Lord. Just thank God for her life. Thank God for giving her a very elastic heart to contain such as you. Thank God that you have not driven her mad. She's still sober in spite of her association with you. Father, we thank you that this is Mother's Day. Thank you that you have given to each one of us according to our need. We thank you for our biological mother. We thank you for other mothers you have given us along the way. And our spiritual mothers. Thank you for those who have told us what to do, taught us what to do, held our hands, shown us what to do, helped us to come out of our sicknesses and all the things that mothers do. Today we remember our mothers where they are. And we ask that you bless them. Many mothers have cried many tears because of us. Father, dry their tears. And may we be a blessing to the mothers that you have given to us. We give you praise and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. If you have not done so already, at the end of service, you take your phone and you call your mother. For once, not to ask for something. But you are calling her to tell her that you love her. You see, if you follow how we are culturally, you are waiting for her to die. Then you will come with a wreath. And then you will come with what? You say, oh, they should give her this shroud to wear. Don't wait for her to die. Do it now. Do it when? Now. Don't wait for when she's gone. Then you start like that. Hey, what will you do when? No, tell her now. Tell her what she means to you now. Is it a good idea? Powerful. Are we going to do it? Beautiful. You'll be surprised how happy your mother will be. She doesn't often hear such things from you. Or she has been hearing such things. How many of you have sent your mother a text or called her already? Let me see your hand. Ah, we are proper children, Ampa. It's nice. Some of you, you should put your hand in your pocket and send her 20 CDs, 200 CDs. Ah, why are you looking at me like I'm sinning? I said, send your mother some money. Are you there? Yeah. Send her some money. Oh, are you there or you have traveled? Yeah, my sons just came on a visit and one of them said, I've been watching your status with all the electricity issues. So I brought you this, some powerful source of electricity. Oh, I said, wow. If I said in my head, if I knew that it was going to bear such fruit, I would have started earlier. But it's precious also because of who brought it. Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't go and buy. You can buy. But just because the person brought, you to touch your mother's heart today. Amen. Oh, I said amen. What does your mother like? Your mother likes fufu. Organize your brother to carry her to the place to go and buy her. Come on. Are you there? Not that she can't buy. She's probably been pounding her own fufu since before you were born. But just the fact that it's you and that you remembered her and sent it, it will mean something. Hallelujah. And while you are doing that, you are trotting. Know that Father's Day is in June. So, yeah. This church, we do all. We don't do mother, then we forget father. We do all. Beautiful. Now, the second announcement has to do with Founders Day. Many of you, amen. Founders Day in this church, in the Lighthouse Churches, group of churches, is the 14th of May. But we are running it through the whole month. Are you there? Yeah, doing different things. Amen. And this Tuesday is the 14th. The first thing that we're going to do is that all over the world in all our churches, we're asking everybody to get on flow. Because it's a Tuesday, we know he's going to be there, and we just want to blow their views. Are you there? We know our normal number of views, and we are believing God that even those who don't pray in the church, just because it's his birthday. Please, can you ask your neighbor, are you one of those? There are some of you, when you want to receive money, you know whose phone to go and borrow. Go and borrow that phone that morning. Buy some data onto it. And then also key into flow. Are you there? Is it not a nice birthday present? You see, you are dealing with somebody who is not looking for physical things. So you should know what makes the person happy. What are you going to give him? You and I, what can we give him? Honestly. It's not that easy, but you should know that that's one of the things. Another thing he really likes is soul winning. He is going to be on the campaign trail for the rest of the month, and we are also going to do our part over here. We will win souls. More about that coming, you know, soon. But the whole of this coming week is the peak of the whole thing. And so Tuesday, we are on flow. And then on Friday, we are going to fast for our Father. Yeah, he has fasted over many of us, fasted to have churches grounded in many places, and you don't know how you would have been if this church was not here, you know. So all over the world, Friday, the 17th, I believe it is, we're going to fast, and on Friday night, we're going to have an all-night, and our topics related to the ministry and life of this man. Amen. Every day you are coming, pray for yourself. We have watched this man praying over us. We have watched him even when his own biological son has died. He's standing there praying for people to be healed, preaching the gospel. Your one chance in life, Friday night. Is it a good plan? Because on your own you won't do. Tell your neighbor, I know you. On your own you won't do. Every message you hear preached is something he has taught before. It's some book that, so you should just understand it. So we're going to pray. Amen? Is it a good idea? And then on Sunday the 19th, we are going to have a beautiful celebration service. Hey! Hallelujah! That service is an invitation Sunday. Invite somebody, bring somebody you've been trying to introduce to Jesus. Now they're going, it's not easy. Bring them to church. Bring your brethren, your brother, your sister who doesn't go to church, and we'll be here. Amen. Oh, are you with me? Yeah. The dress code for that day, we're going to be in jeans and a white top. Some of you have a froward spirit, and anything that I said, you counter it. Say, oh, but I don't have jeans. Come to church anyway. I've been here quite a while, for 14 years. Yes. And on that day, I also want you to bring him a gift. And because I don't know what he wants, bring money. It is not a requirement. Nobody's asking you to do it. But I'm just telling you that a decent child and a nice child and a good child, you present a gift. If I was going alone, I would feel that it's not big enough. But perchance, if I put my small, it was small, and we put it together, and we say that, oh, happy birthday, daddy. That's from ADRC Church. Are you there? Is it a good idea? It's not a good idea. And if you don't believe in such things, simply don't give. But don't envy us when the blessing of the Father rests upon us. It's not by force at all. All right. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. So you didn't know that all that one is happening. That's only part. There are other things also. Yes, it's only part. The blind students used to do WASI without textbooks. Yes, the textbooks Bishop Dad gave it to them. Yeah. School of the Deaf, same. That's right. We shall be watching. Is that okay? So neighbor, can you see that it's not everything you know? So when you hear somebody coming and writing things, you shouldn't just, tell your neighbor, don't stop. Hallelujah. Well, today our time is far spent, but I think it was good we watched it. And we thank God for the life of somebody who is just committed to doing what the Bible says. You know the scripture, I was in prison and you visited. We have not yet seen the prison part. Yeah. I was thirsty. You brought me water. Yeah. So as a church, the Accra beggars are registered and supported over 10 years. Tell me, but you don't know everything. Hallelujah. Okay, we want to continue speaking. Oh, well, that was a nice scripture. You can put it there so we can remind ourselves. I was a stranger. You took me in naked. You clothed me sick. What? And in prison, and you visited me not. This is the not, but the other one, why didn't you give us the positive one? You have some way power. Okay, but we are talking about enlargement secrets. That's what we have been talking about this month. How to enlarge, amen? Things need to enlarge. If you leave life on its own, the things you have will shrink in size. Are you there? You are assuming that it will grow, but that is not it. Many things left on their own, they shrink. And so we've been talking about this month, and I believe last week I gave you a couple of points. The first thing I said to you was that you need to recognize a season of enlargement. When you say you should recognize something, it means that it's not obvious. It's not obvious. In fact, it may even look like the opposite, you know. So when we say recognize a season of enlargement, recognize that after something, the season that comes, something that may not even be pleasant, but the season that comes after that causes you to grow and to do better. Hallelujah. And I believe last week we took our time and we looked in the life of Joshua and saw how the removal of Moses from his life when Moses passed away led him into a place where he began to enlarge, more responsibility, more work to do, moving people. Are you there? You know, and I was sharing a lot of that with you. Some of you, there are some friends who must exit from your life. You know, it's not every friend who is angry with you and exits from your life that you should be sad. Some of them, it is actually the exit of that person that now makes you begin to think well. There are some of you, you are in a relationship, that beloved must exit from your life. Yeah. You know that in this church, we are pro-marriage. And because we are pro-marriage, we are pro-beloved. Because you cannot marry without one. We don't just get up on the street and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, it looks like you will marry. So that's how come we are also interested. But we are also aware that you can also marry somebody. Your life will go back 25 years. Are you there? And I'm saying that. So as people who are pro-beloved, I'm saying to you that sometimes you may join yourself to somebody and you realize that, no, this thing is not it. Exit. Wow. Why did you go into it in the first place? Because we are not perfect, though. We are not perfect. Even the prophets who seem to be so accurate will tell you that, look, they must always leave a margin there. That's why the Bible says, test it, test the prophecy and see. Because even the best, even the most accurate is but a man. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that we see in part. We understand in part. So we are not whole. Sometimes you are seeing what you are seeing, but you don't see the whole thing. Every time I share on this, I'm reminded of a woman who called her son because she had a dream. Okay, let's read the scripture there. For now we see through a glass darkly, you know, but then face to face. Now I know in part. The best we can do is in part. So this woman had a dream and she saw her son in a coffin and called her son and said to him, son, we have to pray. So she began to pray. Within a week, she was the one who had died. And then you see, so yes, you saw a death in the family, but you thought that what you saw was your son. Son, it was you. That's why whenever people come and tell me that I saw this face, I tell them, don't limit it to the face. Don't limit it. Spread it out. Because in this case, he represented a family member. So if she had broadened her prayer to a family member, maybe should have been. But she thought, I've seen this face, who is this person? Some of you have meant your aunt. That you saw your auntie doing A, B, C, D, E. The aunt is representing, it may be her, but it may also just be a female in the family. So broaden up, because you see only part. Are you in the church? How did I get into this anyway? Hallelujah. Everything that we see, it is in part. Amen. And because of that, you may have joined yourself to somebody believing that this is a good association. Only to find out later on that it's not so good, Charlie. Correct yourself. Hey, wow. Sometimes it's not even a relationship. Some friends, separate yourself. Allow the separation. How many of you have separated yourself from some friends before? You cry small because it can be painful. And sometimes you're actually lonely, but you can see that if you don't do it, yeah, they'll take you back. You were all clubbers together. You think they'll leave you? Now, then I shared with you how there's also some enlargement that comes when you allow yourself to be guided by history. And I think the example that we used there was our family history. You know, tell your neighbor, see what you saw. See it and see it well. You are growing up in a house, and when you look, your mother and all the aunties are back in the family house. See it. See it. And don't just assume that it's because of the devil. It's okay to be binding the devil, but when you are binding him over what he's not working on, the situation will continue. So here you are. All of you, you are very rude. All of you are very stubborn. You are all very some way. And it has led to the breakdown of all the marriages. When they are advising you, you should know that, Charlie, let me take the Bible and not this one. The church is quiet. Because we like to say it's somebody else. The devil is such an easy something to accuse. But many times, it's our own something. Our own something, because we have believed that. I don't want to go into it. I don't want to go into it. I don't want to go into it. Are you in the house? Yeah. Wake up and say, a girl can do what a woman can do even more. You know, you see, what should guide you is the Bible. So whether we can do or we cannot do, that's not the point. The point is that the Lord, in his wisdom, has given a certain prescription. Are you following it? Anything with two heads is a monster. A lizard, two heads. A bed, two heads. The what? A monster. What business will stand with two heads? Have you seen one before? So why do you think two heads in a marriage will stand? Why do you think it will stand? So as for the house there, you must know how it works. These ladies who are not modern, don't start. Don't start. By the grace of God, I've done most of the things I want to do in my life. But when I get to my house, I'm not the boss. And I know I am not the boss. And I don't pretend to be the boss. It's not even an aspiration. Are you in the church? So those are your things. You go ahead. The people who said it, now go to their place and see the level of divorce they have there. See whether they are okay. Just check. Just check it out. Check it out. Check the history out. Check it out and see how many marriages, see how many marriages are even standing. Just go and see. See who is more mad, here or there. Go and check the suicide rates as well. Because when God has said something, you are trying to change it. Hey. There must be a head of the thing. The only thing that you can do is to also use your head so that you'll be under somebody who has a head to be used. That's all. Hey, it's not a marriage seminar, please. We are talking about. We are talking about enlargement, allowing yourself to be guided by history. When I began to have sons, I looked at it and I said, hey, my sons were blessed with very good grandfathers. But both grandfathers, their brothers and their cousins, they used to drink, they used to womanize. My sister, as far as we knew, wasn't it only our father we knew who stayed with his wife from start to finish? Yeah. Kenkre to Krankra, and then another here. Yeah. All of them. And they were fantastically good looking men. Yeah. And they had the wife, the women, I won't call them, and the children in chains like that. That was on my side. My husband's side too was another one. They too were there, Charlie. When you get to the party, you know, they have brought their own ice chest with their own drinks. Chest, apart from what's happening here, we are not. So when I saw that, look, by the grace, I have only male children. I will not wait for it to manifest. I'm being guided by history. Before they even had teeth, we have laid our hand. Every family bondage to drink, to womanize him, we have bound it on your life in the name of. I won't wait to see it happening. Then I'll now start running from place to place. You are thinking about my family, think about yours. Hey, but what are you saying? No, I love my family members, but I have seen the history. I'm guided by it. You are in the house. Everybody in the house, nobody went to school. They all reached, they said, I won't go again. And you have now reached that point, and you are coming to say the same thing. Let me tell you something. Many of your uncles and aunties, they would have, if they had had the advice you are getting, they would have gone back. They didn't. So may God help them to pull it together. But they will tell you it's not easy. It's not easy. And you are there. We should beg you to go to school. Hey! I'm talking to some young people in the house. I'm looking in another direction so that it doesn't become tensious. But all I'm saying, I am not saying go and disrespect your uncle. No. Never. Not from this house. Respect him, but you recognize the history. That's all. Recognize the history. We are all from tribes here. Recognize the history of your tribe. Guys, we always say, in Yado, I won't go to school again. Those are our characteristics. So every time I meet a guy boy doing that, I say, hey, our common demon is about to attack you. We also have some tribes that they divorce more than others. If that is your tribe, look at that and say, hey, this is our history. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I deliver myself. I roll away. Just look at where you are. And be guided by recent history. And we had a very exciting example in the Bible, in the book of Joshua. You see? In the book of Joshua chapter 1, the people had a situation where They had grown up walking around in the desert. When they were born, they were walking in the desert. And they grew to understand. They were guided by history that the whole tribe was walking round and round for 40 years because they had disobeyed God. So when they found that, okay, now everybody in that generation has gone. A new generation has come and the Lord has given us a new leader and he's taking us further. Look at what they said to Joshua. They said, all that you have commanded us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. According how we have hearkened to Moses in all things, so also we hearken to you. Only the Lord be with you as he was with Moses. Now verse 18 is what we are looking for. Whosoever he be, that doth rebel against your commandments, and will not hearken to your words in all that you have commanded, he shall be put to death. What were they saying? They said, we have seen one before. We saw how rebellion made us walk around in a useless life for 40 years. And we have learned from it. So in this generation that we are in, please lead us. We are all following. We are all going. But if one person doesn't know, and one chorus starts to rise up, or a Dathan or a Abiram, when we see, we will finish him, because we are not ready for another 40 years of walking around in the desert. Do you know what it means to walk around in the desert? Some of you have been in it. It's only that you don't know it's a desert. In the desert, nothing new is growing. Nothing is growing. One day is like the next day. Round and round and round. The same road, the same street. You see, if I start talking, you'll be upset with me. That's why I'm not giving you the current desert. But you yourself should look at it and see, what exactly is this life? I wake up in the morning. I go to work. End of month. Salary. By the end of the first week, salary finish. We struggle again through to the end of the next month. Salary. You yourself should see. They were going, simply, you haven't gone anywhere. Round and round and round and round and round and round and round. You should see it yourself. And you should ask yourself the question, that those who went before me, how was it? Prince, are you saying that we shouldn't work? How can I say you shouldn't work? Please, don't worry me. But I came to ask you, as you are working and going in that circle round and round, can you not see that it's a circle? And so when we come and say, pay your tithe, because your tithe gives God access and God begins to change it. If I were you, I would try it, because I can see that just doing the same thing is the same thing over and over. Perchance, this one will work. I won't stand there arguing with it. I won't stand there arguing with it. Perchance is my way out. Maybe that's my way out. Am I talking to some people today? Or you are in the job and you see that, Charlie, everybody who ended at this level, that's how it became. You need to deliver yourself. Please, I've not come to give life skills. That's not my aim today. But this week, I want us to go on to two other enlargement points. Now, the third point, enlarge by involving everyone in the work. Enlarge by involving everyone in the work. The lessons from this book are mainly in the book of Joshua. So we keep going there. So let's go to Joshua chapter 7. There's a very interesting story between Joshua chapter 7 and Joshua chapter 8. So I'll read parts of it. You know, let me start from verse 2. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which was beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and said to them, go up and view the country. So in other words, they're going to spy and see how they'll take over. Remember, these were the guys now, they were working their way through the promised land to acquire their lands. Verse 3. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Let not all the people go up. Let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go and smite Ai. Make not all the people to labor thither, because they are but few." So there went up thither of the people 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote them. That means they beat them well. For they chased them from before the gate. Verse 6 says, Joshua rent his clothes, fell to the ground, and began to talk to God about it. Now, this was the situation. The people around were actually afraid of Joshua and his men. They knew that they were coming around fighting for lands and so forth. Now, it got to the turn of the town called Ai, A-I, not artificial intelligence. But, and Joshua sent some people to go and have a look so that they'll prepare for this war. Unknown to him, somebody in the previous war that they had fought had taken some jewelry and some things which they shouldn't have taken, because the Lord had given them instructions, when you go, don't take anything. So because of that, the decisions that were taken here, remember that their wars were always led with, God said, do this, do this, do this. Now, because they were now out of favor with God, they now made a wrong decision. And the wrong decision was that, take just a few people. The city of Ai cried, their people are not a lot, so you just walk in and take over. So they had made a wrong decision, and they were beaten wild. So Joshua was very confused. Why? Because God, you are the one sending us. You have been with us all this time. What is it? How come we have been beaten? Then he got the answer through a whole lot of whatever. When you go home, go and read the rest of the chapter. They found out somebody had sent, they corrected it. Let's go to Joshua chapter 8. The Lord said to Joshua, so now they have cleared whatever was the problem. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Can you see it? Remember, they took just a few. Now I said, take all of them. Arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Hallelujah. In order to enlarge the lands that they had, the place that was theirs, they were going to fight a war. And in that war, in spite of the size of the place, they needed everybody on board. In fact, if you continue reading chapter 8, you see that the strategy for the war now came out. They went, they divided themselves into different groups. One group went as if we're coming to attack again, the same way they had done the first time. They went that way. And the same way they had turned and started running, they did exactly the same thing. So all the men of Ai said, yeah, they've come again. We're after them. And they followed them. And as they chased them out, they were ambushed. They burnt the whole town. I mean, they finished them off. Are you in the house? They needed everyone on board. There are some things when you are going to do them, it's not just a few people. You need everybody on board. Amen? You need everybody on board. And for us in this church, we're coming into that season. A season where we are all on board. Hey. We're all what? We're all on board. You know, I look around this area and I say that if even you exclude all those who live here permanently and you just look at the university's, what should I say, the people linked to the university, you're almost at over 100,000 people. Are you there? At least 85,000 of them are students. Most will come and go. They will not receive Christ. And as they leave, that's it. As they leave, it is one of my greatest worries in life. That is actually the source of sounds of joy. Yes, because we used to go out knocking door to door, door to door, and many times I'll ask God that. The number of doors. Do you know the number of doors in this place? You see that you are quiet. We have counted the doors. We know the number of doors, and each door represents 2, 3, or 4 people. Very few places that is one person. Are you there? Yeah. I said, when, cry? Will we even make a dent? Because all these people, most don't believe in God at all. They used to, but as they went along, you see, when you are preaching to people in GSS 1, they receive GSS 2, GSS 3, SHS 1. By SHS 2, they begin to get hard and stupid. By SHS 3, Charlie, I don't know, they are about cooked. Then there's just a short gap. When they come onto the campus, a very short time, they will not believe God again. That's it. How many of you receive Christ in your fourth year? Very few. Very few. So I realized that, and that's why in this church, we don't have an evangelism team. We don't have anything like that. Everybody is inside. Yeah. Everybody, if you are not inside, is that you have removed yourself. Oh. But we, dear, we have not removed anybody. We have not removed anybody. Hey. Push your neighbor and say, if you remove yourself, there is you. But here, everybody. Yeah. We are all inside because all of us will give account. One day you will stand before the Lord. He will ask you, as you came to Kumasi, you were in the ADRC church from 2019 to this time, you were there. There was this population. How many of them are your fruits? How many of them did you talk to? How many of them go to church because of you? How many were brokenhearted and because of you, their hearts were mended? How many were captives? Captives to weed, captives to weed, captives to attire, whatever. Because of you, they were straightened out. How many? Pastor, he will ask you. He will ask me, but he will also ask you. I said, he will ask me, but he will also ask you. Because what we read in the Bible, they never said it's only among pastors. Never. The church is very quiet, too. You are trying to push me to go and open some verses that I know that if I open them, I will not even finish preaching today. Everybody is a NATO. Okay, we are going to John chapter 15. I'm starting from verse 1. I am the true vine. Jesus is speaking. My Father is the husbandman. Verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Are you a branch in Christ? You see that you are quiet. You can't even, now you are trying to deny Christ. You have been eyeing Peter that is a foolish boy. There, you are what? Yo. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that he will bring forth more fruit. As far as God is concerned, you are here, you are a branch, you are part of him, you must bear fruit. End of story. Whether you have a title, you don't have a title, whether you can walk, you cannot walk, he doesn't mind. If you are a branch of Jesus Christ, it is your responsibility to bear fruit. Hey. Let's go to Luke. Basa, you know the scriptures. Just take us there. Luke 13. Just take me there. I thought it was Joshua who is there. I don't know if these people know their scriptures or not. Hey! I wasn't going to go in here, but they're provoking me. Nee, you are in trouble. Who won't name scriptures, you know? I've preached the scriptures over and over again. That's why I'm just standing here watching you. Verse 6, please. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then he said to the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. You see, maybe I'm the one who's looking for a lot of people in the church, but Jesus is not. He's looking for fruit, and if you don't have any, he says, cut it. We try to make Jesus into a Father Christmas. Are you in the church? I can feel your displeasure with me, but I'm so happy to inform you that I am immune. One of the duties of mothers is to administer medicine that the children do not want to take. No, it's true. I don't know many fathers who are able to catch the child and make the child take money, make a medicine. But the mothers, it is our specialty. You are going to take that. You will take it. You spat it out. You will take it. Oh. It is a particular set of skills. We are anointed to make our children swallow medicine. Ah, where is Liz? I cannot see her. Liz, are you the one giving the medicine or is Pastor Russell? It's you. Pastor Russell is even saying, Then the father will be feeling for the child. It's not that we, I don't know whether we don't feel, but he will take the medicine. Even if we are crying, he will take the medicine. Ah, it's true. Yeah. Your head is here. Some go this way. Whatever it is, some will hold your nose until you open your mouth. Ah! Then they'll keep it closed until you must swallow. May I wait for you to scream? When you open your mouth, it's ah! Whatever. So this morning, I have got you in a chokehold. Oh, yes. And I'm feeding you the scripture. And the scripture says that all of us, we are all part of the winning souls. Because when Jesus came and he saw the tree, I promise you, Luke chapter 13, verse 6 and 7 is not an agricultural lesson, I can tell you. He's telling you his view of what is going on. And he said that this tree that has borne no fruit is wasting space. Remove it. Remove it. Yeah. You see, we don't like such verses. But they are in the scriptures. And it's good that we read it while we are alive so that we can do something about it. So if you are reading, you can see that, hey, I don't have any souls in my bank. It's not a big problem. You just start to say, I'm resolving it this year. I'm going to sort it out. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Matthew 21. Verse 18 and 19, Matthew 21. In the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered and went, and when he saw a fig tree on the way, he came to it and found nothing but leaves only, and said, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And the fig tree withered. You see, some of you in this church, you are my children. I have to tell you that you are withering. The thing about withering is that, you see, it's a particular word. Withering demonstrates how you are deteriorating, but you may not even see. In fact, if you can have a tree in your garden. Recently, I was looking at a tree in my garden that's withering. The flowers were still there. Yeah, but it was withering. Are you there? The thing had no fruit. Jesus looked at it. He was not happy. They just withered. Hey, mercy. We are talking about everybody doing some. Hallelujah. And that is the job that God has for us. Some of the things he expects everybody to do some. He doesn't. That's why we don't also have a prayer tower in this church, that there are some people to whom we dedicate prayer. We don't have prayer warriors here. We have some people, those who like to pray a little extra, come and do some one or two all night and things. But they expect everybody will pray. We are all praying. This Friday night, we are not giving the job to anybody. We are all praying. Yeah, we are all praying. And we're going to bring back some of our praying times together, because some of you are not honest. When we say we are praying online, you don't do it. We're just trying to make a way, because fuel is so expensive, time is so tight, it's difficult. When we say, shall everybody, let's come here, let's pray, we know that it can be difficult. We're trying to do it online, but the dishonesty is such that we are going to bring it. We will come back, whether we are limping or we are struggling, we'll be here, and we're going to pray. Hey, mercy. Are you there? So I'm just sharing with you that all these things are warfare things. And nobody is exempted. We are all inside. I want you to push your neighbor and say, we are all inside. Because some people feel that is the work of some people. Some people feel that maybe I'm a dancing star, so because I dance. Let me just unpack that one for you. Let me just unpack it for you. There are many things we do in the church that make the church beautiful. Dancing makes the church beautiful. The singing makes it beautiful. I actually like to see them and hear them. The flowers, when they are walking, they bring a smile. They make us smile. Even if you were in a bad mood, as they pass, you know, you smile. The ushers make sure that we don't have to come and look for our own chair before we sit down. The photographers make us happy. Don't tell lies. When you go on the Facebook page or the Instagram, you are looking for your picture. Perchance, they have featured you this particular. Yeah. So, but I came to inform you this morning that all those important things in the church are the leaves of the tree. They are not the fruit. Leaves are leaves. Fruit is fruit. What do leaves do? Please, Jesus was not looking for salad. We're not discussing salad. He was looking for figs to eat. And he got leaves. What do the leaves do? The leaves give the tree its beauty. If I put a tree with leaves here and one without leaves, which one will you choose? Leaves, they help. You see, leaves help in a healthy tree. But I tell you, leaves are not fruit. And if you allow the leaves to overgrow, you will not even get one fruit. Yes. Because the same thing the fruit will eat to be a fruit is also what the leaf will use to stay alive. But you know the most frightening thing about being a leaf? The most frightening thing about being a leaf is that leaves are scheduled to wither. Leaves are scheduled to dry up. Leaves are scheduled to fall off. You remain a leaf for too long, you will fall off. That's why there are very few instrumentalists who are 60 years old. Very few choristers who are 50. Very few, as for the dancers, I don't even have to go. Lady Pastor Kwele, were you not a dancer? I just asked a question. Were you not an A1 dancer in this very church? Okay. Where is who? I say, yeah, where are you? Nade, Mrs. Asubonte, were you not a dancer in this church? Today, please give me some music. The two of them are coming to dance in the church. Where is Lady Pastor Paulina? Some people are begging that they beg. I was just trying to make a point. They are not even 35, 40 years yet. But Charlie, already the truth is that they can't. And even if they succeed in dancing one, these young ones, they can keep going. One song, two, three, four. And were we not in this church when some Ejusu Jan dancers, younger than this guy, they came to make us very small? Yeah, leaves. 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 Leaves are scheduled to drop off. So if you don't convert quickly to becoming a fruit bearer, you will discover as you age that you are producing no fruit. The church is very quiet. Hmm. I'm not saying it to make anybody feel bad. That's never the purpose. The purpose is, hey, let me go and quickly bear some fruit. Quickly. How do we bear fruit? Take us to Jesus, his statements in Luke chapter 4. Look at the different possibilities. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So preaching of the gospel is a fruit. And usually, please take it from me, the poor are easier than the rich. That's why he was starting there. sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There are many of us, we talk about the brokenhearted, we don't heal them. You are very quiet. When last did you take somebody to your house and feed them and just give them comfort? You were busy protecting yourself. Yeah. To preach deliverance to the captives. Oh, me, I don't know any captives. You are blind. You are blind and deaf. How can you say you don't know any captives? We even have some captives to weed right in this church. We have some captives to sex right in this church. Captives to uselessness right in this church. But when you come, you're only concerned with you, yourself, and your friends. You don't even look at the neighbor by you. You have been sitting there. You can see that this person sits by me in church every Sunday. The person, you don't care. Recovery of sight to the blind. That's what blindness, dear baby. When a young man, a young girl gets up and says, I will not go to school again, you must know that they are afflicted by blindness. What about those who've just lost their way? Sometimes a person makes a decision and then it doesn't go as planned. They've lost their way. The church, we really don't care. We really don't care. I can tell you that. We really don't care. Yeah. As pastors, some of the things that we hear, oh man, you realize that, look, people are in anguish and there are many times we can't talk to anybody about it. Among ourselves, we have to solve it, because if we come and talk to you, it just become news. It's true. I don't mind. I'm just telling you. You see, but how will I find them? The day you are interested, God himself will even bring the person to you. The day you are interested. Yeah. Yeah, let me finish my preaching before we quarrel too much. To set at liberty them that are bruised. People are hurt, oh. Hey. Hey, my pastor, me, myself, I am hurt. Let me tell you something. One of the greatest ways to heal is to hurt and help another hurting person. Yeah. You have something you can use to help. Yeah. Rather than to call back and say, because I'm hurt, me, myself, and I is a prescription into depression. You have not seen the people out there how they are depressed. It's the me, myself, and I working. Let me finish my sermon. So we tell your neighbor, we said, every hand on deck. Every hand. Every hand on deck. Amen. There are, as for needs, a lot. A lot. Yeah. And the few people who help, they are tired because we keep coming back to them for help. Yeah. The few, they are tired because, Charlie, the needs don't end. You know, the next point is just as large, so I will not go there because I will not have enough time. Next week, we'll take it. But I want us to end today with a mind that I'm going to change. You see, do you know what happens when you begin to do your part? You enlarge. And when I say enlarge, you begin to, your whole life enlarges. There are different ways of living your life. You can actually live your whole life in one house, in one town, in one region. You can live your whole life there. That's a very small life and very tight. Very tight, very safe, very closed. But you can also live your life in an enlarged way. You see, today's video that we were watching, they only picked a few examples of the people. But if you know the ministry there, those who are working with it, these are whole ministries. These are whole ministries. The cripples who are there, they have services at the Kodesh. And they are a whole hall full. Yes. Those who are supported with money to, pay the beggars. There are lots. Nana Kofi, what I'm saying, is it true or I'm telling lies? I'm lying. You can see him after. He used to work with them. But are you understanding what I'm saying? But by doing that, has Bishop Doug enriched his life or not? Has he enlarged his life or not? I hope you get it when I'm just trying to describe the enlargement of life. Because many of us, as we sit here, we don't know any blind person, for example. But here he is. There are blind people who know him by virtue of what he's doing. There are cripples who know him. When a cripple says, God bless you, it's different from me and you say, God bless you. God hears it one time. Yeah. We don't know what blessings are accruing to him. But what I want to say to you is that in the day that you will come out of your selfish self to help others, your life will begin to enlarge. Yeah. And that enlargement of your life is a very important thing. Jesus enlarged his life. He sacrificed for all of us. Right now, we all know him. Different people from different places. Hallelujah. May God help us. Yeah. To enlarge. Amen? To enlarge. And if you are asking me that, what should I do? Start to help somebody. Start to help somebody. Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning and just pray for yourself for a moment. Just pray for yourself. Some of you used to help people. You have even withdrawn and gone back into yourself. I hope you can see that your life is on the road towards uselessness. I hope you are seeing it this morning. Yeah. Talk to the Lord in a few minutes. This one's between you and God. Say, oh, but I used to help people. I got hurt. Brother, sister, heal. And let's continue. Heal and let's continue. It cannot be an excuse. Heal and let's continue. One experience and it has marked your whole life and you have withdrawn. You better be wiser than that. Talk to the Lord this morning. Lift up your voice as you pray. We are Christians together. It's not a whispering prayer. Lift your voice.
Listen.
And we are praying.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to see.
Father, help us.
Help us to make a difference. Help us to do. May we be your hands and your feet and your mouth, oh God. Help us to bear fruit. Help us. Help us. May we be part of every effort to make a difference. May we be part of every effort to win souls. May we be a part of every effort to help somebody. Oh, come and see. Roma Santa la Baba, Nikaya Baba 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 Help us to make a difference, oh God.
To make a difference, oh Lord.
May we make a difference to the number of believers in this area because you placed us here. Because of us, may people who don't know you hear of you. May people who are not saved be rescued, oh God. Because of us, because of me. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Have you not seen that chasing your own problems has not solved them? Have you not seen that life has not both become any easier? Oh, may we not be fruitless, oh God.
May we not be fruitless.
May we not be fig trees that have no fruits. May we not be only leaves, oh God. But may we be the reason why the gospel is preached to the poor.
Yes.
May we be the reason why the brokenhearted, oh God, are put back together. May we be the reason why captives are set free, oh God. May we make a difference, oh God. May we make a difference, oh Father. May we not be good for nothing. Don't let our lives be useless, oh God. Let even our painful experiences be the reason why no fruit is born. Oh, we give you praise, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord.
As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon. You've not given your life to Jesus. It begins with giving your life to Jesus. You cannot say, well, I'm just going to do good works. Your good works don't save you. What saves you is giving your life to Jesus. And then the good works follow. And so as you are here this afternoon, if you've not given your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand where you are. I'm going to pray a very short prayer with you. Just lift your hand where you are. I'm going to pray and lead you to Jesus. I don't want you to think about anyone who's by you. If your hand is up, just come towards me this afternoon. I want to lead you to pray. Jesus is waiting. If your heart is beating, know that you are the one he's calling. Know that you are the one he's drawing to himself. Just come. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Your heart is beating because he's calling you. Your heart is beating because this is your opportunity. Maybe you've been in church, you have been coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. But today is your day. Just come. I'm waiting a few more minutes for you. We're going to pray. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is beating. Jesus is knocking. It says if you are accepting, I'll come in and dwell with you. Just step out and come. Those of you standing in front, I want you to pray this prayer after me in the congregation. Just help us this afternoon. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please cleanse me from my sin. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, may you be my Savior. May you be my Lord. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRASI. God richly bless you.